Italy's prime minister-designate is busy forming a cabinet. Mario Monti was officially picked over the weekend to replace Silvio Berlusconi at the Italian helm. Monti doesn't have a lot of time. The financial markets are still looking for signs that Italy's new government can get a handle on the country's massive public debt. Monti seems well qualified for the job. He's a 68-year-old economist who studied at Yale. He also served as Europe's competition commissioner, famously tangling with Microsoft over antitrust issues. To find out more about Italy's man of the moment, we turn to Gianni Riotta. He's editor-in-chief of the business daily Sole 24 Ore in Rome. Gianni, what part of Monti's background is most important, do you think, for Italy right now?
You know, Mario Monti's resume is impressive, and you just gave us a few items. But what really Monti needs now is something that is completely untested for, that is like to have a political knack, because the politicians, unfortunately, and the markets will not be impressed by his resume. They will want him to form a government in a matter of hours, and then to implement the reforms that Berlusconi wasn't able to implement in almost 20 years. And that's not easy. I mean, it's not for his golden resume that Mario Monti will win, but if he reveals himself a great politician, and we hope so.
So we don't know whether he has the political knack yet or not. That'll take some time.
I hope he has. And I think that when you mentioned him tangling with Bill Gates as commissioner, and I remember also him having quite a fight with Jack Welch of General Electric, that there was another 800-pound gorilla. So Mario Monti is a very gutsy man, but then, you know, a political manager is also a power broker, and that's where we have to support him, and the public opinion has to support him.
He's sometimes referred to as an academic, kind of a sober technocrat. That's a stark contrast to the boisterous Berlusconi. How do Italians feel about that?
You know, I think Italians were fed up with the Berlusconi style. But what I want your listeners to remember is that it wasn't the bizarre lifestyle of Mr. Berlusconi that brought him down. It was the economy. And the relentless campaign against Berlusconi's lifestyle, it was sound on a moral ground, but it was totally ineffective on a political ground. Mario Monti is exactly the opposite. He goes to mass. He has been married with his college sweetheart. He's like a straight arrow, completely a straight arrow. But again, this is not about who's the best boy in class. This is who is going to tame the market.
So I guess it's hard to tell whether Monti will be able to do that or not. But you make a point there, Gianni. I'm wondering as well, will Monti be able to change the culture of Italy after so many years of Berlusconi?
But you see, we have two main problems. One is the huge debt. We have like 1,900 billion euro billion of debt. But what is really bad about Italy is that the country hasn't grown in almost 15 years. And the country is very vital and filled up with talent. And I'm positive that we can rescue it.
Now, Mario Monti studied in the United States. So did Lucas Papadimos, who is in charge of the interim coalition in Greece right now. He taught in the U.S. I'm just wondering if you think a U.S. academic background in economics is kind of de rigueur in Europe right now if you want credibility.
You know, an Ivy League background, and I speak as a graduate of Columbia and as a professor now at Princeton University, that doesn't vouch that you're a great guy. There are like dictators in the third world that boast prestigious university degrees. But for sure, we're coming to a global world. I mean, I don't think that Mario Monti studying at Yale or being in all kind of think tank in the United States will do the work. What he has to do is to fix the nuts and bolts of the Italian economy. He can do it, but that is going to be a messy job.
Gianni Riotta, editor-in-chief of the business daily Sole 24 Ore in Rome. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Bye.